And like Indiana, North Carolina is on deck for a Democratic primary. And joining us now in our studio is Laura Leslie, who's Capitol reporter for WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hiya.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to see you here. I assume that you're not in North Carolina tonight, but I assume that most Tar Heels or many of them are following the results in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. It sounds pretty familiar what we're hearing from Micah down in Indiana, because we're in the same boat in North Carolina. We haven't had a meaningful primary since about 1976, and that was Republican. So the Democrats haven't had anything to get excited about for about 40 years. So, and you hear the same kind of excitement and the same kind of energy that you're hearing in Indiana tonight.
And the polls, I gather, show a lead for Obama, at least at this point in North Carolina.
Yes, and it's a very stable lead. He's had a lead of somewhere, give or take, 9-10 points, and that's held for weeks on end. Nothing seems to have changed it much. None of the debates, none of the results on Super Tuesday. They've been very
bitterness
stable.
Bitterness about God and guns in small-town rural America?
I don't think that registered much
either. Didn't register very much.
No.
Does Clinton have an opening somewhere? Could she go in? She doesn't have much money at this point, but could she make a strong campaign of it in North Carolina?
Well, she's certainly trying. I mean, initially there was some discussion about whether or not she might just write the state off and concentrate on Indiana, where her numbers seem to be a bit closer. But she and her surrogates-in-chief, Chelsea and Bill, are waging an amazing ground assault across North Carolina in the next 2 weeks. I mean, you cannot move without bumping into a Clinton in North Carolina for the next 2 weeks. So we had Chelsea there today. Bill is there Wednesday. Hillary is back on Thursday. They're all over the state.
Big issue in North Carolina?
Economy has got to be. Uh-huh. Although the war is also very high, as you can imagine, with as large military population as we have, it's crucial to voters there to get somebody who has a plan to get out of Iraq. Now, who that is, well, it depends on who you ask.
Because, of course, North Carolina is home to Camp Lejeune, to Fort Bragg. I mean, big-time bases in Carolinas.
Right.
Are we going to see a big media campaign? I mean, is North Carolina a place where you can expect to see a lot of television commercials?
Well, we're already seeing quite a few, but we're seeing a lot more of Obama's ads than Clinton's at this point, at least. We haven't been able to get a confirmed size of the media buys from the campaigns, but just watching TV, it's pretty clear. And with Hillary's current financial problems, it seems unlikely that that's going to change. But again, they're covering the state with surrogates. They're speaking everywhere that'll have them, and that might make the difference.
Laura Leslie of WUNC in Chapel. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
For being here with us in Washington today and talking with us. And Melissa, there seems to be one odd result of Pennsylvania, which is Barack Obama had a lot more money, spent a tremendous amount of it. And while the Clinton campaign couldn't keep pace with that, they seem to have spent enough to put them into a lot of financial trouble to campaign elsewhere.
That's right. That's what we've been hearing from the folks we've been talking with tonight.